Welcome back to another Broin' with Owen. Bro Tato Chip with us as usual. Got the shirt on. Nice, I like that. Back with another episode. That hit my throat. It was crisp. The mountains are blue. It was really cold. You know, I'm disappointed in the lack of trick-or-treaters there was this year.
I know.
Like, I even saw it, like, all over my social media pages. Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, me and my brother used to fill pillowcases up with candy. And we had, like, a solid, like, what, eight kids come to our house?
We had, what, two last year at our apartment? Well,
because we lived at an apartment.
Yeah, but I think it's because all the trunk-or-treaters and
people don't... Yeah, trunk-or-treat, that's a new thing, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And people, I remember when people it was don't like first.
People don't trust people anymore, I guess. I don't know.
Makes sense. But still, I feel like neighborhoods used to be popping back in the day. Anyways, past that, it was a good Halloween. On to Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Yeah.
Ready for that. But also, we just had, not we, the one of the biggest Powerballs just went on for, what was it, 2 billion?
Basically.
I think it was 1.9, but I think after, like, overall, like, that night, it went up to 2 billion.
Jeez.
And the winner was in California. Anyways, did you guys get your tickets? Are you guys losers, or is one of you guys a lucky winner out there? Anyways, so I have some stories for you of past winners who have became losers.
Which blows my mind, because you've got to be so irresponsible with
money. But they say, like, the chances of winning the lottery is, like, so slim, but the chances of losing all your money after the lottery is, like, really high.
I listened to this podcast, and they were like, anybody has a better chance of getting a six-pack than winning. Which doesn't sound that hard.
It's not that hard to get a six-pack.
For some people, it is, okay?
I haven't had a six-pack in a while, but...
Some people it is. I've never had a six pack, so
he's gonna train.
Okay, we're gonna start with I don't know how to say this guy's last name. Jack Whittaker.
Let me see.
Whittaker.
Yeah.
Alright, so Jack Whittaker. In 2002, Jack won a $314 million Powerball. The West Virginia construction worker, known for his big cowboy hats and big personality, always gave a lot of handouts. So he's very, very generous.
But first problem.
Yeah, say he gave a lot of handouts until there was no more money to hand out.
Oh, when he after he won, he gave a lot of handouts.
After
oh,
he fuck won, he that. Gave a lot of
no.
handouts.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, family, maybe no, some listen, charities, yeah, and get, that's it.
He gave money to churches, family, and random strangers on the street, and most of his money went to his local strip club. I'm sure the strippers loved him.
He could have paid for a wife. And that would have been a lot cheaper.
Well, no, because after, what was this? After only a couple years, his life turned terminal. His wife, turmoil? How do you say that?
Turmoil.
Right? Turmoil? What does that even mean?
Turmoil is like just disastrous.
But shortly after his life turned turmoil, his wife left him. His house burned down. He ran from the law, he lost his daughter due to cancer, and he died alone and broke at the age of 72.
How did he die, did it say?
I did not say how he died, but I guess it's
probably drugs. That, to me, maybe it's selfish of me to be like, family, maybe some charities or whatever, but I'm not going to go handing out random money.
I was just telling her, if I won the Powerball, you probably would never see me again.
No, we're buying an island and we're
exactly
GTFOing out
investing
of here.
Our money, like, we're buying property and then the rest of our money is going to investments.
No, we're buying an island, not property.
Same thing.
But. Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay. David Lee Edwards, Kentucky resident. After 5 years of winning $27 million, he was penniless and living in a storage shed.
Jesus.
After spending his fortune on high-end cars, planes, and a mansion, he blew through $3 million in the first couple months. After getting into drugs, David died alone and broke at the age of 58.
Jesus. You know, maybe it's because I'm not wealthy that I can sit here and be like, if I got money, I wouldn't buy all these cars. I don't give a fuck about cars. I'd buy, like, maybe one or two cars that I really liked.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go, like, buy a bunch of high-end cars, planes. Like, in
movies where you see, like, all their cars lined up. Like, fuck that.
Why do people always buy planes? I guess if I was really rich, I would have like, a private jet. I know somebody who has
a plane, though. A private jet, yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to have to buy a pilot, like, someone to fly you around. Or you could
be the pilot.
You're going to get your pilot license?
Yeah, I have all the money and time in the world to do that. And nowadays, it doesn't seem as hard as it used to be because everything's, like, you don't have to do math. And shit, it's all calculated for you.
Most of it for you.
Yeah. I know that because some of my coworkers are learning to become.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. My cousin does that. Hmm. She goes to Berkeley, but.
Wow.
That's why she flies planes. I guess you gotta be smart. That's what I always thought.
I think you do have to be a little bit smart.
I don't know if you guys can hear. Our dog is chewing away on his bone.
Gotta give him bones with peanut butter to shut him up.
William Post, a.k.a. Bud. Winning $16.2 million in Pennsylvania in 1988. Just 1 year after winning, he was $1 million in debt. After 1 year. His girlfriend sued him and his brother put out a hit on him so that he would inherit the money.
Yeah, you know what? People are
crazy. Your own brother?
That's what... So when we, at work, because it was like the rave at work about somebody winning. Also, your numbers didn't win.
Yeah, I know that. Obviously.
Well, the ones you said that you'd pick if you... But anyways, and I wouldn't tell anybody because I was like, people die.
Yeah.
Your own family...
Like your own family comes after you.
And obviously that's true. Because crazy. It's just poor people who have so much money they don't know what to do with it, I guess.
Yeah. But anyways, William Post, but however, with his lavish spending on boats, planes, and houses, that's what his real problem was. And that's what made him broke.
Spending?
Yeah. So it wasn't his brother. It was a failed attempt from his brother.
Yeah, I'd be like, go to jail. And I'm taking all putting out a hit.
And
you.
Then his girlfriend suing him. What made him lose money is his lavish spending. So it's always a spending. It's like
these people, like I don't think I would buy a boat.
How come it's always these people actually, that are winning?
Actually, maybe I like to be on boats.
These people that are winning don't know how to spend their money properly.
I mean, $1 million isn't that much money.
What do you mean? He was a million debt. He won $16.2 million.
Oh, just kidding.
After a year, he won $1 million in debt.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Like
after a year, how can you spend over $16 million in a year?
I think what I would do, I keep saying this, but I would buy, I don't think I'd buy an island. But, I really don't.
Because here, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I think I would obviously pay off my debt, like my house, buy another house somewhere. Yeah. I'd buy my family a house, maybe.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably like, maybe. Yeah, I guess. But here's the thing that people don't understand. So they have all this money. And they buy like this fucking massive house, but they don't know the repercussion of buying the house. Then you have to pay for all the utility, like the taxes on it. It's like for the rest of your life. You know, you're paying for all this utility. Like, so after all that money runs out, you got no money to still pay for all this stuff that comes along with it.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't buy like a big ass house.
Like, I wouldn't buy a big ass house. Yeah. That's why I would spend some and then invest some.
Mm-hmm.
And give out. Pequeño.
Yeah. Well, and then you...
Because you don't owe it to anyone, but everyone's going to be like up your ass.
I know. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No one would hear from me. I don't think my family would know.
You say that, but then you're so excited.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
All right. I think this is our last one. I don't know how to say his first name. It's Yurosh Khan. He's... Asian, I think. I don't think I got that specific, so I don't know. Anyways, Chicago businessman Khan suddenly died at the age of 46, just a few weeks after winning $1 million in 2012.
That's nothing.
That's still not. That's something.
1 million. A million could pay off our houses and our cars, and then we could maybe buy another house.
No. Maybe. Anyways, but he only died a few weeks after he won 1 million on the lottery. They thought his death at first was due to natural causes, but later tests showed that he was poisoned with cyanide.
Oh, fuck. Where do you even get cyanide as of now,
his case still remains unsolved, and neither him or his family has ever received the money.
Oh, he hasn't even got
the
money?
No, he didn't even get the money yet, and that someone poisoned him.
Booked up. Yeah. They're like, we're going to poison him. We've got it all worked out. We've got
the probably the wife, but like, there's nowhere to prove it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Killed him for nothing. Could have kept him around a little longer.
Could have got some money.
God, it's so crazy. Was there more or?
There was a lot more. Yeah, I just picked like the ones that stood out to me.
That's crazy.
And it was a lot of writing for me. I don't really write a lot. I was like, "Whoa, my hands getting
my hands cramping. I can't do it." Jeez, I feel like I kind of write a lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got good handwriting. I got okay handwriting for a guy.
Well, not even handwriting. I just feel like I'm older than you. You do have a job where you don't really have to write much, though.
I do. I do the paperwork. I do the paperwork.
You do.
Yeah, I have to write out like a receipt of what we did.
I actually don't write as much anymore because we type everything out. I just make lots of lists for myself.
Lists
at work. I'll be like, oh, I need to do this, and make a list, and then I'll just throw it away. And I'm like, oh, I'll remember that. I won't ever. I never do.
But you write a lot. I feel like you're always writing lists. What are you talking about?
I said the lists.
That's it. Oh, she always has lists.
Lists everywhere. Everything. I have two lists.
Lists?
Well, three actually. I have
at the moment?
Yeah, I have a weekend to-do list that I planned out every single day. And then I have a list of things that I need to go through and
get rid of
stuff, which I've made it halfway through that. And then I have a grocery list right now. Well, and then my notes, I have lots of lists too.
Yeah.
How did this go from the Powerball to my list?
I don't know. But we're changing it. There's another big topic right now that I saw a headline for that. They're saying we're no longer in the golden age of streaming networks. So they're saying, as in, like, you know, back in the day, you had two streaming networks, two apps where you watched all your stuff. But now you have Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Amazon, but they all have like Plus or Prime or.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically getting to the point where they're like, oh, we're going to have a combined package to where you could pay this certain much a month and get all these networks. And so it's like, okay, so we're back to square one. We're back to cable.
Yeah.
That's basically cable, is it not?
That's
the route we're going right now.
Yeah. Because we have our smart TV. Our Roku TV has like TV on it.
We have our smart TV.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a Roku.
And then
we have a Fire Stick.
A Fire Stick that we watch Netflix. I don't know, does the Hulu? No, Netflix, Hulu. Yeah.
Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Amazon. Max. But we watch all that on the Fire Stick because everything's logged in on
it's already logged in on there. Yeah.
Stick, I didn't know.
But our Roku comes with all of that.
Yeah.
Apple TV comes with live TV. It comes with
Apple TV.
Yeah, well, you still have to pay for.
I'm not paying for anything else. I actually don't pay for Netflix, but and I refuse to. I'm not paying for Netflix, and Netflix is going to lose a lot of business.
Yeah, you heard.
If they make it, if only one person per thing.
Oh, per location.
Yeah, so like, say you have a membership, and like, I'm on my grandma and grandpa's, and there's my grandma and grandpa, my brother and me are all
in separate houses too, right?
But. You can only have one thing on there, and that's bullshit.
Now they're trying to make it location. But they're also like, oh, we're going to make it, there's a cheaper version, but there's ads. So now this is cable, so now we're having to pay for all these.
Kodak, no.
What is he doing?
Starting to chew.
Oh, I'm
chewing. No!
Now we're having to pay for all these services, and there's ads, so it's basically just like cable with commercials.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
That's annoying. And but,
except you just get to...
And they just keep raising their prices, too.
Yeah.
And do you remember in Netflix? Oh, my God. This was when Netflix, like, first
came
out. And
it's Prime. $5 a month?
What?
When Netflix first came out, it was $5
a month. Oh, yeah. Or you could get it. It was, like, I think it was $7, I feel like. Or
when
you
I
could,
started, it was $5.
But you could get the movies, like, mailed to you.
Oh, what?
Do you remember that?
I remember that, but I never did that.
No. Oh, I remember when my grandparents first got Netflix and we were doing
that. I remember that when streaming networks first became a thing. Yeah, that was a thing. Like, not only did you watch what they had, but you can get, like, movies mailed to you.
Yeah.
And you just mail them back.
We do have Hulu that has commercials just because I have it through my Spotify.
Yeah, we get free Hulu with Spotify.
There was, like, a deal going on. It was like, if you're a Spotify, if you pay for it, blah, blah, and I did that.
And then we get Disney Plus for free because of our Verizon.
Yeah. But I don't care about the breaks on Hulu because sometimes I'm like, oh, this is like
I don't mind ads.
Instagram.
Gives you time to go pee.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
Sometimes it's nice.
Yeah.
But fuck that. I will not pay for Netflix myself.
Right.
I will not.
I used to.
Yeah. I had mine and then he had his. And I was like, well, I don't pay for it, so cancel yours. Because what's the point? We out here saving money.
Frugal
Friday.
I knew she was going to say that shit.
I just said I'm going to become frugal because I have been spending way too much money. And I ordered some stuff. And I was like, well, that was before I became frugal. Before.
She does this every month.
Literally, what have I bought today? Okay.
Marshalls. Starbucks. What else has she bought today?
Starbucks doesn't count because I preloaded the money onto the card before I became frugal. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
The Jamba Juice you wanted.
Doesn't matter. You bought it.
Whatever, because you told me to. And then Marshall's, I had to buy it. It was a really good deal. I couldn't pass it up. So that was it. And that's all I'm spending besides groceries. And I don't have my car, so I can't go anywhere. And I can't spend money.
Oh, your car's in the shop.
For an oil change.
Yeah, nothing bad.
Yeah.
Did you notice? I don't know why I just thought of this because I'm drinking beer. Coors Light. I haven't drank Coors Light in a very long time.
Yeah, it tastes like shit.
It's all right. It used to be my favorite.
It used to be my favorite, too.
Anyways, why is every white girl's excuse for getting too drunk is that they blacked out?
What?
I'm asking you, a white girl yourself. Why is...
I don't black out.
I know. Most girls don't black out, but I'm saying, like, come on. Think about it. Most white girls, they get too drunk, do stupid shit, then the next day, like, oh, I blacked out. I don't remember. Why is that their excuse?
I don't know. They're embarrassed.
Oh, we should start fucking.
I mean, sometimes I won't remember some things, but that's because, you know, it's towards the end of the night when you're about ready to go to bed.
Why is it always towards the end?
Because you're about ready to go to bed. You're sleepy. That's what I tell myself. Sometimes I'll be like, I don't remember going to bed.
Well, that's good. As long as you got to bed.
Yeah, got to bed, brushed my teeth, took my makeup off, left my contacts in, though. Weirdest thing.
Was it dry as hell in the morning?
Did you finish both of these? That one was tart.
Well, that will end the episode with the Powerball stories.
Yes.
Thanks for Brotato Chip for being here. I think this is the fourth episode in the row. I'm sure we're tired of seeing her by now. So who should we get on?
No, they want true crime and wine.
We've had enough Brotato Chip. Who wants to get on Brotato? Fuck! Now I got Brotato Chip in my head. Who wants to get on Broin with Owen next? Hit my DMs. I'll slide in some of your DMs. Let's go. We need someone new on here. Of course, Brotato Chip will be back. Come on, it's the number one star on the show. But
here.
This is her house.
The easiest guest to get.
But yeah, hopefully we see some new faces on next couple episodes, or just my face, or fuck, she might just be back.
Or True Crime and Wine.
If you guys want another True Crime and Wine,
everybody loves True Crime.
Put it in the comments, hit that like, hit that subscribe.
Wait, I just want to say something though. So the True Crime and Wine that we ever did was talking about Jeffrey Dahmer. you know?
Yeah.
I think and then it's just funny because
how it became really big and the Netflix series and shit.
Yeah. But I don't know how accurate I was in that.
You were talking about how he fed sandwiches to his neighbors, and that was like one of the big things in the fucking...
You know what? That's funny that that happened because we were watching that, and I was like, oh, what? Is that true? Like, I didn't know that. And then I watched that episode, and I was like, I guess I did know it. Blocked it out because it's so terrible.
All right, thank you, guys. It's snowboard season, so maybe we'll get some clips.
Shredded gnar.
I'm going to try to get some clips of me working, fucking dropping some tops of trees and whatnot. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
No, that's dope. Anyway, so we'll be shredding some gnar. I'll be dropping some tops on trees. So hopefully we'll get the intros back in here. I know it's been a while since we got the intros.
I really like those.
We haven't really done anything. Boring. Lately. Yeah, we've been boring.
We're
lately.
Homeowners now.
Yeah, we've been just lazy at home.
We don't have time to do anything besides home projects every weekend, all weekend.
We ain't got no friends anymore.
I have no friends.
Yeah. Anyways, so stay tuned. Thanks, you wrote. Just kidding. That's definitely making the cut.